Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 5th of Dhul Qa'dah, and our topic is Leniency when Buying and Selling. My dear brothers and sisters, many people get into conflicts while buying and selling, since both parties want to make more profit from the transaction than the other party. Now, since many commodities in some places do not have a fixed price, bargaining becomes the norm in transactions, and this might lead to conflict between the sellers and the buyers. My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always worked hard to establish just human relations in his society. He advises Muslims to be tolerant when it comes to transactions. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu an reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as is found in Bukhari and others, "Rahimallahu rajulan samhan idha ba' wa idha ashtara wa idha iqtada." May Allah have mercy upon a man who adopts a kind attitude when he sells, buys, and demands the repayment of loans. My dear brothers and sisters, leniency, or being easygoing in transactions, means that every party should give up whatever will help make both parties satisfied with the deal, without losing the spirit of brotherhood, friendliness, and civility. The same token can be said about judging among people, whether in court or outside court. Leniency should always be in mind. My dear brothers and sisters, in summary, when people follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in transactions, in dealing with one another, the society will avoid a lot of problems that might destroy its foundations. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we leave you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.